So, beginning this exercise, the stretch and breathe exercise, which is a very gentle, guided stretching meditation. We'll be doing some stretching in a standing position, followed by a sitting meditation. So it's just about focusing, maintaining your awareness moment by moment in a non-judgmental, compassionate way, exploring each of the stretches in a very gentle way, in a spirit of kindness to ourselves, and curiosity. And really importantly, it's never about overstretching or extending ourselves to the point that we are, we might hurt ourselves. So it's really important at the outset to be very aware of your limitation and really to be very kind to that. So you might experiment with the eyes open or the eyes closed at times, just seeing what suits. So taking time now just to be where you already are, in a place that you won't be disturbed. And standing up and feeling both your feet flat on the floor, about hip width apart, allowing the knees to be soft, allowing your arms to be dangling by the side of your body, and the head is up so that your body is erect. So standing as if it were a mountain rooted in the earth, pointing towards the sky, allowing your body, your posture, to reflect a sense of dignity and presence, but without being stiff. Shoulders can be relaxed, perhaps even try bringing them up to your ears and then allowing them to relax, allowing the shoulders to fall down. All the time our intention is to be awake, just to pay attention to what's happening. And in this, bringing attention to your breath. So just noticing the breath now as it enters and leaves the belly, right the way down to the belly, in the lower abdomen, around the navel there. Just noting the sensation of the breath as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And then when you're ready, on an in-breath, moving the arms up to the side of your body, up past the shoulders and up above your head, if you can. So placing your hands above your head, if that's comfortable for you, grasping each thumb, the thumbs, and maintaining this posture and really feeling this stretch now in the armpits, down the side of the body. And then very slowly, continuing to breathe, disengaging, connecting your thumbs, and allowing your arms to come down slowly, 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 slowly. And then allowing just the arms to be by the sides. Perhaps closing your eyes, just noticing what that's like. And then we're going to do that exercise once more. So bringing the arms out from the side of the body as far as they can come, as slowly as is possible, raising, raising. And if it's possible for you to allow the arms, the hands to join, allow the thumbs to interlace, holding that pose, holding the arms wherever they are, continuing to breathe, and then very slowly bringing the arms down, slowly, 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 and continuing to breathe, being aware of the breath. And we'll do that exercise one last time. So standing, allowing the knees to be softened, so not rigid, just nice and soft there in the knees. And then bringing the arms out from the body, slowly, as slow as you can. And then knowing your limitation, but allowing your arms to come as high as they can. And if they can go and reach over your head, allowing the palms to interlace, breathing, perhaps closing over the eyes, keeping the knees soft. Just noticing what that does to the body. And very slowly then, unlacing the thumbs, and just bringing the arms down now, as slowly as you can. Slowly, slowly. Bringing attention to the breath. Keeping the knees nice and soft, shoulders soft, and just noticing. Maybe closing the eyes for a second might help, just to breathe in, to notice in to that stretch. That's it. And now, just noticing now on the in-breath, noticing a sense of your body, sense of your body as in its entirety. And then just raising the right hand as far as you can. And if you can, maybe just a little bit above your head. So as if you were picking, say, an apple or some fruit from a tree, and that it's just out of reach. So you're kind of stretching up with the right hand, and you're stretching out. So, and then just allowing the left heel to come off the ground somewhat. So to extending your stretch out as if the apple or whatever it is just out of grasp. So lifting the left heel off the floor, noticing the stretch down your right arm into the armpit, and the right side of your body opening up. And then, if you wish, just bringing your gaze towards your right hand. So looking up at your right hand, noticing breathing, bringing your gaze back to center, allowing your left heel to come down to the floor, and then very slowly bringing the right hand down. So trying to do that as slowly as you can. Slowly, 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 until it comes down and rests by the side of your body. Perhaps allowing the eyes to close over, and just comparing now the right arm, right side of the body, to the left arm and the left side of the body. Just noticing the effect of this stretch, if there's any particular effect on the body. And then on the in-breath, stretching up the left hand. So in a similar way, just allowing the left hand to come up, up, up. And then going out to pick the imaginary apple. So imagining that there is an apple or a fruit in the tree that the left hand is trying to reach. So, and as you reach out, allowing your right heel to come off the floor, just to give yourself some extra height or extra stretch. So it's like you're stretching out and stretching up. Perhaps bringing your eyes to the left hand, noticing the left hand, your left hand, bringing the eyes back to central, and then just noticing the impact of the stretch on the arm, armpit, left side of the body. And then very slowly, on an out breath, let the heel come back down, and begin to let the left arm back down. Slowly, 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 resting by the side of your body. And then simply standing here in this posture, breathing, noticing the after effects of having done this particular stretch. remembering we're not trying to change anything or feel anything special. Just noticing how the body feels after stretching like this. It's really important to remember to respect the limitations of your own body and never ever to stretch beyond anything that's comfortable. This is not a competition. It's not about failure or success. It's just an opportunity to allow you get in tune with your own body as it is. A way for you to come back to your breathing. So, doing this and indeed any of these exercises with as much compassion and kindness for yourself as you can imagine. So we'll begin another exercise. Quite simply just involves once again taking the mountain posture as comfortably, as firmly as you can, allowing the eyes to focus, but to soften. It's without staring. Perhaps finding a particular place to focus your attention on, and just putting the hands on the hips. So the left hand, left hip, right hand, right hip, allowing your thumb to be to the back of your body and the fingers to the front, and allowing the knees to be softened at all times, and then just very slowly just allowing the top part of the body to tilt. So almost like you're tilting from just above the waist. And again, just tilting to the point that's comfortable enough for you without straining or stressing or pulling on the body. Remembering to breathe. Just as far as is comfortable, and then holding that tilt so it's like the top and the bottom of the body are kind of doing their own thing or forming a little bit of a little bit of an L. Hands there supporting, and then placing the chin towards the chest, so the chin towards the chest, and then coming out of that tilt. Again, as slowly as you can. Slowly, keeping the knees nice and soft. Slowly, slowly, remembering to breathe. Coming all the way up. All the way up. And breathing. So just standing, taking a moment, allowing the knees to be softened. Nice and soft. Keeping the hands on the hips, thumbs to the back, fingers to the front, closing over the eyes. Just noticing how the body is after that. And then we'll do that once more. So, allowing the body to soften, perhaps maintaining a gentle focus. I am not staring, but just perhaps noticing a particular point on the floor or somewhere in the room, and then just beginning to allow the top of the body, so to speak, to tilt over. So just tilting over, over, keeping the knees nice and soft. So just allowing the eyes to go with you. Just to tilt over. respecting your own limitations, only stretching as much as is comfortable for you, with the compassion, and honesty, and kindness for yourself. And just holding that tilt there for a little bit, and then placing the chin closer to the chest, and then very slowly, vertebrae by vertebrae, coming out of that tilt. Really important to keep the knees soft, the chin in towards the chest, and it's very slowly coming out of that, as gently, as kindly and softly as you can. Coming into the mountain posture, and just noticing what it's like following that particular movement. Perhaps closing the eyes for a moment. Remembering to breathe. And then we'll do that exercise once more. So remember to keep the knees soft, shoulders soft, hands on the hips. And then beginning just to tilt over, so allowing the top half of the body to begin to tilt over somewhat, as much as is comfortable for you, keeping the knees soft and the lower back soft, keeping the shoulders soft. So as much as is comfortable, not a competition. When you've reached your own limitation, just holding there, remembering to breathe, keeping the knees soft, and breathing, and then very slowly coming out of that tilt, vertebrae by vertebrae, keeping the chin close to the upper chest, vertebrae by vertebrae. And then coming to standing, allowing the hands to come down by the side, keeping the shoulders soft, knees soft, coming into the mountain. So perhaps closing over your eyes for a moment or two, just to notice what that feels like. So, we're going to do a movement, the shoulder rolls, and there are four basic positions, if you like. So, the first thing that we do is we move the shoulders up as if they want to cover your ears. So, moving the shoulders up as close to your ears as possible. And then moving them forward as if they wanted to touch in front of your body. And then letting the shoulders drop completely. And then letting the shoulders go back as if your shoulder blades were able to touch behind your back. Now putting those four movements into a continuous roll. So the shoulders up as if they were touching your ears. Then moving them forward, as if you wanted them to touch in front of your body, then letting the shoulders drop completely, then letting the shoulders go back, as if your shoulder blades were able to touch behind your back. So just doing that movement a little bit more quickly, up to the ears, down and forward, all the way down, and then out to the back. So just doing that four-piece movement, shoulders, forward, down, back, ears, forward, down, back. So lifting the shoulders up to the ears, bringing the shoulders forward, allowing the shoulders to drop, and then pushing the shoulders back. So just repeating that a few times, remembering to breathe all the time. And then we're going to repeat that. So perhaps starting with the shoulders up towards the ears, then bringing the shoulders out to the back, so as if the shoulders were trying to touch behind, allowing the shoulders to drop down, and allowing the shoulders, imagine that they were trying to touch the front of your body, and then back up to your ears. So doing that a couple of times in slightly more quickly, in more of a flow. So shoulders up to the ears, then shoulders out at the back as if they were trying to touch, allowing them to drop down, then shoulders to the front, and then shoulders up to the ear again. And all the time remembering to breathe. Remembering to breathe. Keeping the knees nice and soft, knowing your own limitation. So just paying attention now to the body, having done those series of stretches. Noticing how the body feels the after effect of doing those movements. Paying attention, being mindful, being aware. So without judgment, with a gentle acknowledgement. Now I'd invite you, open your eyes if they've been closed over. I'd invite you now just to take your seat. And so taking up the sitting posture, finding your chair, allowing both your feet to be firmly on the ground, your hands resting on your knees or your lap, allowing your back to self-support as much as is possible, and closing over the eyes and just bringing attention to the breath. So for the next few minutes, just sitting here in this practice, this posture, watching your breath, noticing how your body is, doing so in a manner that is as kind and as compassionate as you can be to yourself. Just paying attention to this breath. That's all. And this breath. For the next few minutes, until the sound of the bells indicate the transition to the other parts of your life.